Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 116 of the 80%. Today, I'm giving you a challenge. Pause for a few minutes and think about how your life was 5 years ago. Make a distinction of how different it is from your life today. Go ahead. Done? So why did I just ask you to do this? Let me explain. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Anytime that we find ourselves alone with our thoughts, or if we have some time to do some reflection, I think this is something that can really help you gain more perspective about where you are right now and what have you been doing for the past several years. So think about how you were 5 years ago and compare how different your life is today. Specifically, I want you to think about 5 years ago, ano ba yung mga worries ninyo? What were your problems? What were your concerns? And pareho pa rin ba siya ngayon? Are they still the same today? Or worse, yung mga problema nyo dati, mas malala na yung problema nyo ngayon. May kaibigan ako, 5 years ago, namumroblema siya sa credit card, pero hindi niya talaga ginawa ng paraan para masolve yung debt problem niya. Kasi rooted siya dun sa behavior niya ng impulse buying. And not really 5 years after, but several years after, alam ko nagkaroon talaga siya ng problem dun sa debt niya, na nagkaroon na ng mga calls from collecting agencies, etc. So, yung problem niya got worse through the years. Especially yung debt. Ang debt kasi, hindi siya instant na nagiging problem. May mga early signs yan. Minsan, nagsisimula yan sa nararamdaman mo medyo kinakapos ka, nararamdaman mo medyo nahihirapan ka bayaran yung credit card bill mo. Yan, mga early signs yan. At pag inignore mo yan, from being a concern, from being a minor worry, it can escalate and become worse and become a full-blown financial problem. So, tingnan ninyo, ano ba yung mga concerns niyo, ano ba yung mga pinoproblema niyo 5 years ago? Meron ba doon na hanggang ngayon, problema niyo pa rin at malala siya? So, that could be telling you something na dapat siguro directly niyo ina-address yung problem na yon. On the other hand, looking at the brighter side of things, I'm sure may mga problema kayo dati, may mga worries kayo dati na ngayon, tinatawanan nyo na lang, hindi kayo makapaniwala na sobrang worried kayo 5 years ago about that thing, pero it turned out to be good. Why is this good? Because right now, I'm sure you have your own set of problems, you have your own concerns, you have your worries, and it's good to know, or it's always nice to think about how the next few months or years will be different also. Ibig sabihin, yung mga pinroproblema nyo ngayon, probably 5 years from now, hindi nyo na yan problema. Because that's the nature of things. So whatever problems or whatever worries that you're going through right now, I believe that things will become better as long as you are able to be honest with yourself, confront yung mga obstacles that are in front of you. Huwag nyo siyang tatakbuhan, huwag nyo siyang iiwanan. And somehow, there's always a way for you to get through itong mga difficult times na to. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps for building a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ngayon, aside from the worries, concerns, and problems, you can also think back, reminisce. Ano ba yung mga goals nyo 5 years ago? What were your priorities, your goals, your dreams? Are they still the same today? Are you closer to achieving them? Ano ba yung mga pangarap nyo sa buhay dati? 5 years ago, isipin nyo, ano ba yung mga pinagtatrabahuhan nyo? Ano ba yung priority nyo? Sila pa rin ba yung priority nyo ngayon? And point number one is that things change. Yung mga importante sa atin 5 years ago, probably trivial na siya ngayon. Hindi na siya ganun ka-importante. Naalala ko noon, 5 years ago, one of my big goals, one of the things that I was really trying to save up for was to franchise a business, no? Sabi ko, gusto kong mag-create ng additional source of passive income, and I was thinking na gusto ko mag-franchise ng isang business tapos grow it into something na could give me passive income. However, right now, hindi ko na siya goal, hindi ko na siya priority, at hindi ko rin siya na-achieve. Bakit? Kasi nung 2017-2018, I decided na instead of franchising a business, I might as well grow yung existing business ko, which is yung financial planning firm ko na WealthArchy. And I've talked to my co-founders, my colleagues, and yung goal ko, it changed from trying to find a business that I can franchise. Naisip ko, why not just put more time and effort into growing itong existing business na to, and probably grow this into something more than just a consultancy firm. So, yung mga pangarap natin dati sa buhay, definitely mag-change yan. And when we look back, it's important to realize ano yung naging process natin, ano yung mga naging realizations natin along the way. Because moving forward, ano ba yung mga dreams and priorities and goals natin? Kasi we can somehow plan na is there a possibility na mag-iba pa ito? Or if ever our plans change, how will it affect us? Kasi in my case, isa sa mga goals ko nga was makapag-franchise ng business, so I was saving up. Ngayon, nung nag-decide ako na hindi, I'll just focus on growing my existing business, hindi nasayang yung sinisave ko for the capital for the business. Kasi instead, I funneled the money na supposedly capital ko towards the existing business and nakatulong pa rin siya along the way. Ngayon, if one of your goals today was something that you were also dreaming about 5 years ago, it's important to also see kung lumapit ka na ba dun sa dream mo. Mas lumapit ka na ba? Isang simpleng goal ko noong 2017-2016 was to buy a car, no? Bumili ng bagong sasakyan. And yung sasakyan ko dati, na gamit ko pa rin ngayon, fortunately, hindi naman siya nag-deteriorate, no? Na, or hindi siya nasira, hindi siya kailangan palitan. Hindi siya umabot doon sa point na kailangan siyang palitan. Pero I'm happy because right now, I was able to save enough money na ngayon nasa savings ko lang na anytime na mag-decide ako na bumili ng sasakyan na bago, ay meron akong budget. So for now, syempre medyo ano tayo, frugal. Okay pa naman yung sasakyan ko ngayon. Although I think na I should retire it soon, but not anytime soon. Probably next year or within the year. At ibigay ko na sa parents ko yung sasakyan ko kasi yung sasakyan nila, yun yung talagang luma na, na medyo madalas masira. So yun, one of my goals 5 years ago na sabi ko nga, in-anticipate ko na eh. Siguro within 3 or 4 years, I would need to replace my car. So I would need to start saving now. So 5 years have passed. Hindi pa ako nakakabili ng bagong sasakyan. But the investments that I did, the money that I saved for the new car is ready. So that was one of the goals na mas malapit na ako ngayon or actually na-achieve ko siya. It's always good to look back at our goals in the past and kung ilan doon, ano ba ron yung mga na-achieve natin. Because it builds self-confidence and it shows us na kaya naman natin if we really focus, if we put some time and effort into achieving yung goals natin. Think about how you were 5 years ago and compare how different your life is today. And hopefully, you'll be able to realize and understand yourself better. You are able to realize something about yourself, realize that some of the worries that you had 5 years ago were not so big, and probably some of the things that are worrying you now, dapat siguro hindi mo masyadong siniseryoso or you don't really sweat it out because minsan kailangan mo lang talagang mag-survive. Kailangan mo lang na mag-thrive dun sa environment mo. And somehow, things solve themselves. Minsan may mga ganun. Lalo na yung mga worries natin. What's important is we are aware of what's happening, what we have control over, at saka yung mga bagay na wala tayong control, no? Once we focus our energy on things that we can control, then somehow it helps us navigate through life's difficulties. And it also helps us find opportunities that can bring us closer to our goals. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please remember to click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.